Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 3rd of October, recording at 9:13 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. In stock markets, Asia, quiet, mixed. Ditto Europe, well, down a little bit on most of the European markets. A little bit of a pause here near the former highs for most of these. And the Dow, though, Wall Street, rather, closing out with some reasonable gains off the highs of the day, but nevertheless, another up day, and that's taken the Dow to another new high, fractionally. And that is, I put up four charts of the Dow today. It hasn't quite broken through on the point and figure, but I think it's only a matter of time, and probably not that much time at all. In bonds, we saw mixed performance, a little bit of profit taking in Europe, steadier in the US. But the big drama here on the day, well, let me pick up currencies, very quiet there. The big drama on the day was the drop in oil prices, and they really got thumped in here today. And after hours trading, currently down 232 at 58.71. And that was a powerful contagion for precious metals, which are also down quite sharply in here today. And it spilled over into the industrial metals. I think zinc accepted, although those were more modest declines, although copper is getting perilously close to the lower side of a current trading range. And of course, it had that big type 1 ending upward acceleration. Okay. So where are we in the scheme of things? As far as stock markets are concerned, I think that's probably the least difficult. Yes, this is October. People are nervous in October because of the history, including an occasional crash, but you have to live a very long time to experience more than one of those, or even to experience one of those. But nevertheless, the mythology is powerful, so tends to be a little bit of a jittery period, and also stock markets are back up in the, most stock markets are back up in the region of their May highs, and it would be unusual not to see a little hesitation in that area. But stock markets have a fair amount going for them. And while people have been focusing on the higher interest rates for quite some time and the scope for a perhaps significant slowdown in the United States with knock-on effect elsewhere around the world, that was pretty well discounted by the earlier setback that we saw in stock markets. But people are now focusing on, I hate to use the term, but you'll know exactly what it means, the Goldilocks scenario, where the global economy is not so weak to cause problems, but not so strong as to push the interest rates up sharply on another inflation scare. So in other words, concluding that the market environment is just right for a steady equity performance overall. And markets are certainly behaving that way. They're coming out, or at least will be towards the end of this month, of a seasonally adverse period during what is a seasonally adverse year, at least in terms of a sharp correction. That's the second year of the U.S. presidential election cycle. And moving into the third year of the presidential election cycle, which is usually the best on average. And not surprisingly, the best gain during a four-year electoral cycle on average is from the low of the second year. That would be, of course, June, assuming that we don't get anywhere near that level again for during the remainder of this year, and that is what I do assume. We won't get anywhere near it. And so from the low in the second year, that would be the June low, to the high, yet to be determined, of the following year, which of course is 2007, it should be a reasonably bullish period overall. And so I expect Wall Street to be modestly steady to gently rising. Have a look at what Rod Smith and colleagues, who write The Week for Wachovia Securities, said. I thought that was quite an excellent summary of prospects, although I suspect it might do a little bit better than they have forecast, possibly pushing up out of that trend channel, but we will see. But more importantly, that a steady performance by Wall Street would cause the Wall Street leash effect to work very much in favor of markets that happen to be in fashion at the time. Now, my hunch is that that will be mainly emerging markets, but some of the European markets have been doing very well recently, some of the developed European markets, that is. And I will be surprised if it doesn't also include some of the commodity-based markets, although they are generally underperforming a bit here right now. And more on that. Let's move on in sequence, though. First, on government bonds, as long as we've got the oil price weak, I don't think we're going to see too much on the downside. But you know my view in here. First, the slowdown in the global economy is not going to be as bad as people feared that it might. So bonds have perhaps gotten a bit ahead of themselves in terms of these expectations. Now remember, the weakness in crude oil, that's certainly good for bonds, as I've mentioned repeatedly in these broadcasts. We won't see any heavy selling of government bonds, I don't think, while crude remains weak. But the weakness of crude is, of course, very good for the global economy, and oil exporters excepted, but they're very much in the minority of countries. So this is very good for the oil importing economies. And that will be good for stock markets. And while the oil price remains low, it should keep the heat off in terms of inflationary expectations. So that's helping bonds at the moment. But let's just fast forward here a number of months. Good global GDP growth. In other words, we remain synchronized in this period of global economic expansion. That means that the demand for oil is going to go up. And will the supply be able to match that? Well, we're talking about an awful lot of oil. So there are big question marks over that. So the stronger global economic recovery, growth phase, that is, it's not no longer a recovery, but the stronger economic growth phase will increase demand for these resources, not least from some of these rapidly growing emerging economies, led by China and India, of course. So that will push those resources prices back upwards. That will be bad for government bonds before it is bad for stock markets, but it will be bad for both as in time, as you would expect. It does mean that we will have some sort of a little inflation scare occurring at some point, I suspect, really before the end of 2007, but I don't think that will cause a rout. I think it'll just be a small medium-term correction at most, small relative to the one that we saw in May and June, for instance. Now, what else to mention here? Precious metals, very much under the shadow of the oil price at this stage. I didn't like these downward dynamics today. Again, I've been saying that precious metals are in a buying area, but I mentioned from time to time that the gold pattern was a bit iffy. And then it had steadied up when oil looked like it was bottoming in the $60 level. And of course, today's action has weighed on these metals, The gold price is down just over $21, $21.40 in here today to 575.30. That's bullion. Pushed palladium back to 300. Knocked the silver down to 10.92. Now they've been ranging around these levels, within these levels over the last month, but the dynamics are such that it does open the door to some further weakness in this sector until or unless the oil price rebounds. So my view overall on the oil price is that, again, we have seen it push through those lows. I think it will have trouble maintaining a break below 60. My hunch is where I had said last week that I felt oil had bottomed and that we'd seen a turning point. I think I now have to revise that. I think we've seen the beginning of the bottoming out process, and that's when the consistent downward trend becomes much more choppy. We get whipsaw activity, some heavy volume, which almost certainly is climactic, and it ranges around for a longer period. And there is also that November election factor, and it's no secret that the administration would just dearly love to see oil prices remain low, that keeping gasoline prices down and heating oil prices down until the Republicans get past that November election. In terms of the public opinion polls, they may say that the war is the item that concerns them most, the war against terror, the war going on in Iraq, but people, I think, are more influenced by what affects them immediately, and that's the cost of the gasoline and the heating oil. So again, while I say they've talked about the situation in Iraq, that as the oil price has come down, Bush's and the Republicans in general poll ratings have improved somewhat. Okay, enough of all that. Anything else to mention in here today? I think I covered the industrial metals down a bit in here today, hardly surprisingly. And but a soft day, generally soft day for commodities all around. Although looks like natural gas, Ray from the grave here, had a modest upward day. And no doubt a bit more drama tomorrow. Until then, all the very best.